Good morning.
It's all
good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天可以跟大家在一起。
We came back to America 2 months ago. We've been with you about 6 weeks.
大概两个月前的我回来。
I'm working as a substitute teacher while I try to get Texas certification for teaching.
我是一个替代的老师，代替老师，所以我现在想准备去拿那个认证。
And Melissa is working with students at Rice University, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ.
在同时，她也是在那个基督徒校园团契服事。
And I'm very, very glad to be able to share with you this morning.
我今天很高兴能来跟大家分享。
Before we went to China, we were at a Chinese church in New Jersey for 7 years.
在我去中国之前，我在 New Jersey 的那个一个中国教会服侍了七年。
And Melissa and I had prayed about returning to China where we met.
那个我太太 Melissa， 我们经常祷告想回到中国，因为在中国是他们相遇的地方。
So 4 years ago, we returned to China.
所以四年前他们回到中国。
Had very difficult beginning, but it was wonderful, wonderful time.
他说那个在中国的日子是一个非常困难的时刻，但是是一个非常美好的时刻。
We came back so that our boys could go to school here.
我们回来是因为他的那个儿子们开始要上学了。
Our boys did not want to leave, but we felt they needed to come back.
他的儿子们是不太想离开中国，但是他们觉得他们需要回来。
And before I get started on the message, I just want to share some pictures with you.
在今天我开始要证道之前，讲道之前，我要跟你分享一些他在中国的照片。
There we are on our bikes, getting ready to, or on our way to church.
他说他们正骑脚踏车去教堂教会。
This is in Nanjing.
这是在南京。
Our first 2 years, I taught at.Nanjing 理工大学。
南京什么大学
？Right。
你理工大学。
对。
他说这前面两年他在南京哈，在一个理工大学教英文 ，Right。
So we would work with students。
他跟学生在一起。
Many times I was working with two young men students at a local house church.
他说他很多时候他跟两个很年轻的人在当地的一个教会一起工作同工。
And many times when I would bring my students over, I would put them in a room, and I would start the study, and then I would leave.
他说很多时候我会把我的学生带到一个房间里哈，然后他就离开了。
因为我中文说的不好。
因为他说他的中文说的不好。
So I would let them do the study, but it was a wonderful 2 years.
他就让他们懂中文的去做查经，然后他说那是一个很美好的两年。
But then we left the university and went to a high school.
然后他们离开大学到高中去。
An international school, mostly Korean students.
他说那是一个国际学校，大部分都是韩国人。
And the reason we did that is so that we could help start a church.
他这个为什么他要转换学校？是因为他准备要可以帮助建立一个教会。
Holy Word Church Nanjing。
他说这个教会是在南京。
When they first asked me to be a part of it, I said no。
当他们第一次刚邀请他去做这整个的建堂过程的时候，他说不，他拒绝了。
Because it was a three self church。
Three self。
三字教
会。他说那是因为是一个三字教会。
Yeah. And for 6 months, they came to me, and I said no.
他说将近六个月的时间，他们又来找他，他还是说不要。
But then, it was these guys that persuaded me. This is a good thing.
他说就是这些人在照片，这些人最后说服了他。
These are the leaders that started the church.
他说这些都是当时的那个开始这个教会的领导人。
Two Hong Kong businessmen.
两个是香港的生意做生意的。
The gentleman in the middle is a pastor from Malaysia.
他说在中间的那个是一个牧师，从马来西亚来的牧师。
And the woman is a professor at Nanjing Seminary.
他说那个女的，那是这是南京那个神学院的一个教授。
And the man on the far end is leader for Campus Crusade.
他说在最左边，对，左边，对，最左边的那个就是校园团契的一个负责人。
And they persuaded me this is good, so I finally said okay.
他们就说服他说这是一件好事，所以他同意了。
Let's see, this is our church youth group met in our home on Friday nights.
他说这是他们的那个小组哈，在他们家里哈，礼拜五下午，礼拜五晚上在他们家聚会。
On Sunday mornings, we averaged about 230.
他说每个早上大概这个聚会，他们那个主日崇拜大概有220个人左右。
And then the youth, in October we would go to Shanghai each year to join other churches for retreat.
他说那个十月份的时候，他们都会去另外一个，就在上海跟到另外一个教会一起做退休会。
Just a fantastic group.
他说这是一个非常美好的一个团体。
This is our Sunday school class.
这是他们的主日的那个学的那个情形。
Started off with mostly foreigners.
他说开始都是从一些 foreigners 外国 right?
Right.
外国人。
And then when we left in July, it was mostly we're averaging about 35 Chinese students each week.
他说当开始的时候大部分都是外国人，等他离开的时候几乎就是35个都是那些中国人当地的。
This was the part of the church I was in charge of, and then I preached once a month.
他说这是一部分的一个教会，他那个负责传那个讲道的，他大概讲道每个月做一次。
And you know, Sunday school is illegal in China.
他说你要知道周日的主日学是不合法的在中国。
But the leaders came in and saw all these Chinese students and saw the helpers and said, this is good.
但是呢当地的那些官员来看到这些主日学的这些学生啊，看到他们的那个上课的情形，他们说没有问题。
So just a very, very special thing.
他说这是一个非常非常特殊非常那个情况。
This is one of the worship teams. Our worship teams were mostly African.
他说这是他们的敬拜团队，你看大部分的敬拜团队成员是来自非洲的，非洲裔的。
But we also had Malaysian and Indonesian and Filipino and Korean.
他说其他的成员有来自马来西亚、印尼的，也有来自韩国的，也有来自那个少了一个哦，菲律宾。
About half of the congregation were local Chinese.
他说大部分的那个会员哈都是当地的华人、中国人。
Many of them had poor English.
他说很多人他们都不会讲英文。
We would put the scripture in Chinese, but teach in English.
他说他们讲到是用英文，但是他们会把经文放在那个幻灯片是用中文的。
But I think many of them came for the worship.
但是很多人还是来崇拜。
And then this is the best part. This is one of our seeker classes.
他说这是他现在给你看这个照片，他觉得是最好的一部分。他说这是他们的一个很秘密的教室。
And those would be mostly in Chinese. These guys are all praying, and they're going to get baptized.
他说这些人大部分都是中国人，但是他说这些人他们一起在祷告，然后准备要受洗受浸。
Sorry.This is when we said goodbye.
他说这张照片，他就是说，也是他们在跟他们说再见的时候。
We miss them.
他说他很怀念他们。
So I worked as a principal at the high school.
我在这边那个一个高中当个校长。
And the classes, students would either take all their classes in English or Chinese.
他说：“所有的学生必须要答，上课要学英文，还有同时要学中文。”
And this is my team of the English faculty.
他说：“这是那个他们那个英文的职员、教职员、老师。”
Only three of us are Americans.
他说：“在那里头中，只有三个人是美国人。”
Melissa was part-time. She was with the preschool and kindergarten.
他说他的太太 Melissa 也是在这边做兼职，他是做那个学前的 ，OK， 那个教育。
This was they're dressed funny because it's the only picture I could find, but they're dressed for UN Day.
他说那天他这是他唯一能够找到一个照片，他那天是因为是联合国日。
These are my students after I gave them a quiz.
他说这是他的学生，当他给他们个临时的小考以后。
This is our drama team.
You what?
Drama.
这是他们这个在戏剧课的时候。
Just and they're all Christians. Just a fantastic group of kids.
他们都是基督徒，真的是一个很棒的一群小朋友。不是小朋友，小大人了。
This past Christmas, we went into our neighboring Chinese elementary school.
他说就在过去的这个圣诞节，他们去附近的周围的一个小学。
And they let us spend the entire day giving the Christmas story to them.
他说那个学校让他们有一整天的时间在那边讲那个圣诞的故事。
And in part of it, these guys did a skit, a drama for the kids.
他说这一群人呢，他就在那边演个戏剧表演。
They did it 6 times for all 6 grades.
他说他因为六个年级，他们表演了六次。
And I saw it 3 times, and I cried 3 times.
他说我看了其中六次表演，我看了三次，我每一次都哭了。
Just a fantastic group of kids.
他说这真的是一个非常棒的一个团队。
Even though I gave several of them detentions at different times.
Yeah, 因为有当然其中有些问题，但是他说没关系。
After the Christmas program, we gave them tracts and presents.
Okay, 当他们这个表演完以后呢，他们就给他们一些礼物啊哈一起。
Jeremiah is there helping.
他的儿子那个 Jeremiah 就是在那边也帮忙。
See, there's Matthew in his science class.
The science. 他说这是他的另外一个儿子 Matthew 在那个science 科学课。
There's Jeremiah.
他说这是他另外一个 Jeremiah 在。I don't see it.
Oh, sorry. This is just in our home here, birthday party.
这是他们的生日那个 party.
Anyway. We had a wonderful time. We didn't want to come back.
我们在那边有个很美好的时光，所以事实上我们不太想回来。
But we're very glad to be here.
但是也很高兴我们回来了。
And with that, let's take a look. Let's get started in this text.
好，那现在我们来开始讲我们今天的经文。
Jesus is going to meet a woman, a Samaritan woman, a non-Jewish woman.
他说耶稣将要遇见一个那个非犹太裔的那个撒玛利亚妇人。
He's very tired, he's hungry, but he is suddenly going to be very much awake.
他说耶稣那个时候是非常的累哈，非常的饿，可是突然的时候他变得非常的就是说想要做这件事。
Let's read the text.
Okay, 那我们一起来念这个约翰福音第四章这个撒玛利亚的故事哈。第四章第一节到第十节，我们大家一起来念好吗？主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗与看比约翰还多，其实那是耶稣亲自施洗的，乃是他的门徒施洗的，他就离了犹太往加利利去。必须经过撒玛利亚，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。Next,
I'm so sorry.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”犹太人、撒玛利亚人并没有来往。耶稣回答说：“ 你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Let me pray for us.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, it is very good to be together as your people this morning, worshiping you.
Okay, 神啊，今天真的是很高兴能够在这里跟你的门徒一起，大家一起来这边崇拜。
Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the songs you've given us to sing.
谢谢你给我们今天的团契，给我们的交流，也谢谢今天给我们这么美好的诗歌。
Lord, as we look into your word together, we pray you would open our eyes and ears and hearts.
神啊，我们真的是一起来打开我们的心，来聆听你的话语。
Lord, we want to listen that your word could go deep and continue to transform us.
我们要在我们心里的深处聆听你的话语，让你继续的带领我们，转变我们，转换我们。
We could walk in a manner that gives you glory.
我们可以在走进你的一个人的里头，给我们一些话语。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，因耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I want to tell you how I became involved in Chinese ministry.
我现在想告诉跟大家分享一下，我怎么样开始做中国人的事工。
I went to the University of Texas in Austin.
我是去那个 UT 哈 Austin 大学念书。
My third year, I lived with three other roommates.
在我在大三的时候，我跟其他三个室友一起住。
And in December of that year, one of our roommates said, "I'm leaving. I'm going to UT Dallas."
他说在大那年的那个十二月的时候，其中有一个室友突然告诉他们说，我要转学到 UT 那个 Dallas 分校。
That very next Sunday, a man came to our Sunday school class and said, "I have a student who needs roommates."
他说就在那个主日的时候，有一个主日学的一个那个有一个那个弟兄到他的主日学老师说，我现在有一个中国的国际学生需要一个房间，需要一个住宿。
We said great, we'll take him.
所以他们马上就说对，很好，我们需要他。
It was a Chinese student.
他说是一个中国学生。
It was at a very large church that had a ministry to Chinese students.
他说他那个教会是非常大的一个教会，所以有特别对中国学生的一些事工。
That next summer.His name was Peter, and that next summer he invited me to live with him and another Chinese student.
他说在下一个暑假的时候呢，他邀请他的名字叫 Peter， OK， 学生的名字叫 Peter， 他邀请他去跟他另外两个 OK 室友同住。
I said great.
他说好。
The reason I said yes is because they could live so very cheaply.
他说这他接受他这个原因是因为他可以生活会降得很低。
Our rent and bills combined were less than $100 each.
他说那个时候的话，他一个月的如果把那个房租加上水电费，不到$100。
I could make that much selling blood plasma at the local clinic each week.
他说他那个价钱，他只要每个周到周那个当地的一个诊所去卖血浆，都可以赚回来。
We did not use our air conditioner, but I didn't care.
他说那时候我们都不用那个冷气，他也不在乎。
Could take a nap in the library.
他说他可以白天的时候到图书馆去睡觉。
I was working two jobs. I got little sleep, but I didn't care.
他说他那个时候身上有兼两份职哈，他就说他睡得不多，但是他也不在乎。
I didn't care what I ate.
他也不在乎他吃什么。
The only thing I cared about was getting published.
他说那个时候他唯一在乎的就是说希望在能够在当地的新闻报纸上能够出版新闻。
I was a journalism major and I wanted to see my name in print.
他说他那个时候是学新闻系的，所以他希望他的名字在当地的报纸上出现。
You know what it's like when there's something you very, very much want.
所以你大家都知道说当你想做任何一件事情你很想做的时候的情况是怎么样。
Now I would come home and my roommates would be glued to the TV.
他说：“当我回家的时候，回到那个住宿的地方的时候，发现我的室友天天盯着电视看。
And I had no idea why.
他那时候也搞不清楚为什么。
That was the summer of 1989.
他说那个是1989年的暑假。
Twice they took a bus to the consulate here in Houston.
他们甚至有两次到那个休斯顿那个中国领事馆去抗议。
I had no idea why.
他那时候也搞不清楚他们为什么这样子做。”
I didn't pay any attention until disaster struck in Tiananmen Square.
他说他从来没有特别去注意他们为什么这样子做，直到那个1989年的时候天安门事件发生了。
Then I finally sat down and started talking to them.
So 我终于坐下来跟他们开始说话了。
2 years later, I decided to go to China with Campus Crusade.
所以两年后，他就决定加入那个基督徒校园团契，到中国。
I had done very, very well in journalism. I was the editor of the Daily Texan.
他说那时候他做得非常好，在新闻方面的工作做得非常非常好。他是那个 UT 当时的德州日报的主编。
And I loved a good fight, political fight.
他那时候很喜欢搞政治斗争。
We got in fights all the time. One time I had a stack of hate mail and death threats, and we had to get armed guards in our offices.
他说当时他真的是很喜欢打斗争哈斗，结果甚至他曾经收到很多的那个死亡的威胁信，因为这样子他还必须找一些警察到他们办公室来保护他们。
But for me, it was pride and ego.
他说那个时候他觉得这是我个人的成就，还是我个人的自我，还有自傲。
Said I need more than that.
但是那时候我还想到说我需要比这个更好的。
So I went to China.
所以他就到中国去了。
It was very difficult there, but God.Blessed me richly.
他说是一个非常困难的时刻，但是呢，他也是一个祝福。
In fact, he gave me the best reward possible.
他说，事实上，神给他一个真的是他从来没有想到更好的一个祝福，一个回报。
2 years later, I met Melissa.
他说，因为两年后，他遇见他的太太 Melissa.
We met on a bus in Hong Kong.
他说，他跟他太太相遇是在到香港的一个车子上。
She also went to China with Campus Crusade.
他那个时候也是到中国去，跟着基督徒校园团去到中国去。
She went to the University of Oklahoma.
他原来是在那个奥克拉荷马大学念书。
She was also involved with a large church that had ministry to Chinese students.
他说那个时候他在奥克拉荷马的时候，也是参与一个很大的教会里头有中国学生的事工。
And so after she became a Christian, she was an English major. She wanted something to do.
所以当他那个变成基督徒以后，因为他是学英文系的，所以他决定要到中国去教英文。
This is actually 4 years later, 1998, in Hefei.
他说这个事实上是四年之后，1998，在合肥的时候。
I was in seminary in Chicago.
他那个时候他已经到了芝加哥的神学院念书。
Because I was persuaded, God led me that.To get better trained for serving the church.
他说那个时候他有一个意向是觉得说他需要装备自己哈，更加的装备自己，让他能够服侍教会更好。
And in 1999, I was working 3 jobs.
所以在1999年的时候，他当时做了三份工作。
I got very little sleep.
他没有多少时间睡觉。
I lived with 5 guys on a corn farm.
5 guys?
Yes.
In the corn farm?
Corn farm.
You work with the 5 guys? No. Oh,
I lived with them.
Oh, 他说他那个时候是跟那个五个人住在一个那个玉米的那个什么农舍里头。哎。
I didn't care what I ate. I didn't care how much sleep I got. Only thing I cared about.
Okay. 他说，但是同样发生的，他不在乎他怎么睡觉，也不在乎他吃什么，他只有在乎。
The only thing I cared about was getting enough money to buy a plane ticket to go to Hefei.And ask Melissa to marry me.
他那时候只是在乎，就是他可以存足够的钱去买一张机票到合肥去看他的 Melissa.
Now she's working with Rice students.
他现在是在 Rice 大学跟学生一起工作。
Yesterday she took they took a group of them to NASA.
他说昨天他带这一群学生，那个 Rice 大学的学生到那个太空中心。
This is in Nanjing. Some of the
这是在南京那个时候的一些照片。
Group she worked with.
对，他在南京工作的那些同工们。
You know what it's like when there's something you want so badly, you don't care what it will cost you.
他说，我们大家都很清楚，就是说，当我们想要任何一个东西，非常想要一个东西的时候，你可能很多牺牲任何其他东西，你都在所不惜。
You were created in the image of God.
他说，我们是神所造的。
There is something that Jesus wanted so much, he did not care what it cost him.
他说，当耶稣他也是有很热心想做一件事情的时候，他也不太在乎其他的事情。
He would be so tired at times he could sleep in a boat in the middle of a storm.
他说，由耶稣有时候呢，他是非常的累，累到他可以在一个大风暴的一个小船上，他都可以睡觉。
When he meets this woman, it's hot, he's tired, his disciples have gone to get food.
他说他遇见这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候是正午的时候，是很热的时候，他也很累，他也很饿，因为他的门徒正好出城去买食物了。
If you read a little further, he's going to forget that he was hungry.
但是你待会我们去看这整个经文，你就知道说耶稣事实上已经忘记他很饥饿了。
Gordon, tells this woman.He asked her for water, and she's astonished that he is speaking to her.
他说这一段经文就是说，当那个耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人要水的时候，这个撒玛利亚妇人很惊讶，说他怎么跟我说话呢
？Jews despise Samaritans.
大家都知道说犹太人是怎么样瞧不起那个撒玛利亚人。
If they had to go to Jerusalem, they might take the long way around Samaria so they didn't get its dust on their feet.
他说当犹太人要到耶路撒冷的时候，他宁愿绕道 ,OK, 不经过撒玛利亚，因为他不要让撒玛利亚的土地沾到他们的鞋子。
Jesus doesn't care.
他说耶稣根本不在乎这些。
He asked this woman for a drink. She says, why are you talking to me? I'm a Samaritan.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人就觉得很奇怪，你为什么跟我说话呢？因为我是撒玛利亚人。
Jesus said, if you knew who was asking you, you would ask, and he would give you living water.
他说，耶稣回答说，如果说你知道现在跟你说话的人是谁的话，他会给你这个永活水。
She said, but the well is deep.
但撒玛利亚妇人回答说，这个井很深。
But he says he wants to give her living water.
但耶稣再次的回答说，我要给你的是活水。
Okay, now we can read this.
我们一起来念这一段哈。约翰福音第四章十三节到第十四节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直到永生。”
Jesus is passionate about giving new life.
耶稣非常的热衷给人家新的生命。
He created us, and He loves to create good things.
他创造了我们，他要让我们有更好的事情。
Just in the previous chapter, in John chapter 3, He told Nicodemus, "You must be born again."
他说就在我们这个约翰福音第三章的时候，他跟那个尼哥底母说过了哈，你必须要重生，重新造人，做人。
You must be recreated.
你必须要被重造。
He tells this woman, "Ask me, and I will give you living water."
他说，他就跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说，哈，你只要跟我求，我会给你永远的活水。OK, 我们再念这一段哈，《哥林多书》第五章十七节：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，变成新了。
She says, "Okay, I'll take it. I want the living water."
所以撒玛利亚妇人马上回答说。太好了，那我要接受这个活水。
In order to make her a new creation, he has to deal with the old. He has to deal with her sin.
为了让她变成一个新造的人，她必须要面对处理她过去的罪。
So he lets her know that he knows that she has had five husbands.
所以呢，耶稣要让她知道说，其实耶稣知道的话，她有五个丈夫。
Let's read that.
好，我们一起来念这一段哈。约翰福音第四章十六到十八节，耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”
That's awkward.
这是很奇怪哈，很。
Yes, give me this living water. Okay, let's talk about your life that you've messed up so badly.
对他要的是活水，可是呢，耶稣要他先来看看处理他自己这个生活最糟糕的一面。
Ouch, that's pretty personal.
他说这个对有点就是说很糟糕，是一个非常个人或个人性的。
For myself, I was 14 years old when I said I want the living water.
就我个人来讲，我大概十四岁的时候，我接受我要这个活水。
I was not raised in a Christian home, but a friend of mine took me to his church.
他说我事实上不是生长在一个基督徒的家庭，是一个朋友把我带到教会去。
And I saw the youth group, and I said I want to be a part of that.
我那时候看到一个青年团契，教会的青年团契，我就马上决定说，我需要，我要这个东西。
I didn't have as much baggage as this woman has, but I was still able to admit that I had a lot of self-centeredness and pride in my life.
他说我虽然跟这个撒玛利亚妇人比较起来，我没有那么多的负担哈，那个，但是呢，我也是常常是一个非常自我中心啊，非常自傲的一个人。
This woman understands, but it's a bit shameful for her.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人当然知道说，这个过去是一个非常耻辱哈，非常不舒服的。
So she tries to change the subject.
所以呢，他就想改变话题。
Talk about religion.
跟耶稣谈信仰。
This will often happen if you try to talk to someone about God or Jesus. They say, "Let's talk about religion or politics."
所以这个常常也发生，当我们想跟人家谈关于耶稣啊或神的时候，他们常常就会转移话题，说我们来谈谈政治，我们来谈谈宗教。
She says, "Let's talk about religion." The Jews say to worship in Jerusalem. We Samaritans say worship at Gerizim.
他说：“我们来谈谈宗教，因为犹太人说那个崇拜是在耶路撒冷，但是我们撒玛利亚人说崇拜是在基利山。”
The Samaritans only held to the first five books of the Bible.
撒玛利亚人只相信这个摩西五经。
And they worshipped at Gerizim, which is where in Deuteronomy, God told the Moses to bless the people.
他说：“他们只是相信在《生命记》讲的那个，就刚才讲基利心的那个山啊，因为在那边的时候，那个神告诉摩西他们说，要祝福以色列人。”
So she says, "Who has it right, the Jews or the Samaritans?"
他说：“这个到底谁是对的？是犹太人说的法对呢，还是那个撒玛利亚人的说法对
？”And Jesus gives her a two-part answer.
那耶稣给他两部分两个的答案，两种答案，两个 follow 的答案。
First, he says, "Yes, the Jews have it right. You worship at Jerusalem."
他说第一个答案，耶稣说就是说犹太人是对的，崇拜是在耶路撒冷。
Why?
为什么
？Why does he say, verse 22, "Salvation is from the Jews"?
为什么在那个经文第二十二节的时候，耶稣说那个救恩是来自犹太人
？Why not the Samaritans?
为什么不是撒玛利亚人
？Why not the Chinese?
为什么不是中国人？
Why not the Texans?
为什么不是德州人
？Why is heaven called the New Jerusalem and not the New Texas?
New Jerusalem 啊，这是为什么？我都 I don't get the first one. Why not
I'm sorry, New Jerusalem.
哦，为什么不叫新的耶路撒冷啊 ？OK.
We might even ask why not Hinduism?
他说为什么不是印度教呢
？What is so special about Israel?
为什么这么特别？对以色列人这么特别
？Now we can start to answer that question if we go to Genesis.
要回答这个问题，我们必须要回到创世纪去。
This is only part of the answer, but it's very helpful.
他说这只是其中的一部分的答案，但是非常有帮助的。
Let's go to Genesis 15. God is talking to Abraham. He tells Abraham, "Your descendants are going to be slaves."
他说：“这个是在创世纪第十五章的时候，耶和华对亚伯兰说：‘哈，你的子孙、你的后裔要变成奴隶。’
我读
一个 ，OK， 我们一起来念这一段哈。耶和华对亚伯兰说：‘你的确知道，你的后裔必积聚别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地人要苦待他们四百年，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。’”后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
Abraham's grandson is named Jacob, and his name would change to Israel.
他说那个亚伯拉罕的那个孙子哈，那个雅各，最后变成的名字叫以色列。
And then his great grandson Joseph is going to be sold as a slave into Egypt.
他的曾孙哈约瑟会被卖到埃及做奴隶。
And God directs it through dreams.
然后神给他一个梦。
And then God sends Joseph dreams, and he becomes ruler of Egypt.
但是呢，神就借着那个约瑟的梦呢，变他让他又变成一个那个埃及的统治者。
And then God brings a seven-year famine to the land.
然后神把那个什么那个饥荒带到那块地去。
And then Joseph's family, the family of Israel, joined him in Egypt.
他说那个时候约瑟的整个家，还有整个以色列的那个家人，全那个儿女全部都到埃及才能加入他。
And God planned it all way ahead of time.
他说这都是神事先计划的，安排的。
This is not a prophecy; it's a plan.
他说这个不是一个预言，实际上是一个计划。
Why would God do that?
他说为什么神要这样子做呢？
Because he's introducing himself to the world. It's the God of a people born in slavery.
他说他事实上神是要向世界宣介绍他自己，他是一个把那个身为奴隶人民的神。
Think of Egypt as like the womb, and Israel as a type of firstborn son.
他说我们要把它这样想一想，埃及就好像一个女人的一个子宫，那个以色列呢，就像是一个第一个小孩出生的。
And he delivers them to new life.
他说把这个子宫的 baby 出生来重新一个新的生命。
And after the books of Moses and Joshua, they go into the promised land, and they are a light.To the world.
所以当到摩西五经以后呢，那个约瑟就被进入带到应许之地了。
They were born in slavery and then reborn as the light of the world.
他说他们是哈在奴隶之下是生他生来是奴隶，但是呢，他们重生以后变成一个世界的一个光。
And Jesus comes as the King of the Jews and says, "You must be born again."
他说耶稣来到就是一个犹太人的一个王，他要告诉大家说你必须要重新重生。
You're slaves of sin, you need to be recreated.
你原来是你的罪的一个奴隶，现在必须要重新创造。
He tells this woman, I see your sinful past, but I want to give you living water.
他说他跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲说我看见你过去的罪，但是我现在给你活水让你重新重造。
She says, "Okay, I'll take it."
所以撒玛利亚妇人回答说：“好的，我会接受。”
And Jesus makes her the very first evangelist of this new kingdom.
他说：“事实上，耶稣把他这个撒玛利亚妇人变成第一个布道家。”
She's going to go back to her hometown, and she's going to tell everyone there about Jesus.
他要回去他的家乡，告诉所有人有关耶稣的事。
And they're going to believe because of her testimony.
所以他家乡的人会相信耶稣，是因为他的见证。
Because the second part of Jesus' answer was that salvation is for the world.
他说第二部分耶稣的回答就是说救恩是给所有世界人的人的。
Let's read that.
Okay, 我们一起来念这一段经文，《约翰福音》第四章二十三到二十四节。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So it will no longer be just for the Jews. It's for people from China and Texas and India and all over the world.
所以呢，救恩呢，现在不是只光是为了犹太人而设的，是给所有世界的人，包括中国人，包括印度人，包括世界各地的。
Okay, the disciples come back. They are astonished that he's talking to this woman.
所以他那些门徒出去外头找食物的门徒回来以后，非常的惊讶，耶稣竟然跟这个妇女，那个撒玛利亚人讲，妇女讲话。
It's so awkward that they're afraid to even ask him.
他们很愧见，很不好意思，就觉得甚至都不敢问他。
Instead, they urge him to eat.
然后反而就是告诉耶稣赶快吃饭吧。
But he's forgotten that he was hungry.
但耶稣已经忘记他曾经很饥饿。
He's totally focused on this woman.
他耶稣全心全意专心，跟这个妇女谈话。
She goes back to her hometown.Because of her testimony, many come to believe in him.
因为他回去他的故乡，他的家乡，因为他的见证，所以很多人因而信主。
Do you think maybe God is trying to make a point here?
你们觉不觉得神在这边想说一些话
？I will use this woman.
他要用这个撒玛利亚妇人。
He did not use Nicodemus.
他并没有用那个前一章讲的尼哥迪姆。
Nicodemus had a beautiful resume.
他说尼哥底母身上有一个非常显赫的履历表。
He was an educated, righteous Jewish Pharisee.
他说他是一个受高等教育的，然后呢，他是一个正义的人，然后同时他是一个犹太裔的法利赛人。
But he was afraid to talk to Jesus in the open. He talked to him secretly at night, and he couldn't deal with his sin.
但是呢，他没有办法跟耶稣哈在公开的场合上对谈，他反而是在黑暗中，在半夜的时候跟他对谈，因为他害怕面对他自己的罪。
Now later, Nicodemus will, but not now. Now this Jesus uses this woman.
他说尼哥底母他后来会做的，但是现在在这个状况下他没有做，所以耶稣使用这个撒玛利亚妇人。
She has a terrible resume.
她并没有很显赫的一些人生的经历。
But she has the courage to come to the light.
但是呢，她有勇气要接受这个光。
Nicodemus and the Pharisees could have danced circles around her when it came to Bible knowledge or to theology or to philosophy.
他说尼哥底母哈，他如果说就神学的知识跟圣经的知识来讲，他在对这个撒玛利亚妇人，他可以在旁边就很轻松的跳舞的。
But this woman could say, "This man gave me living water."
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人却可以很勇敢的说，这个人给我活水。
This man made me a new creation.
他说这个人是一个新的创造的。
Then Jesus tells his disciples, "said there are many out there who are ready, who are hungry, who are thirsty."
他说耶稣告诉他，我告诉我们说，在周围中有很多人现在是很饥饿的，他们也准备好要接受这个光。
Let me just jump ahead to. Yeah, let's.Sorry, I'm rushing on the time here. Jesus tells his disciples, "Lift up your eyes." Let's read that.
Okay, 好，我们现在来念这段经文哈。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们。举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割。
God can use each one of us.
神可以使用每一个在座的每一位。
If you can testify to His salvation.
如果说你可以做见证，做他的救恩的见证。
If you can walk in the light.
如果你可以跟这个光一起行走。
There are people who are hungry and thirsty.For life, for living water.
他说，在周围中有很多人，事实上很渴望、渴求这个活水。
Many people are going to want to argue with you about politics.
他说，事实上有很多人可能会跟你辩论政治。
Oh, those evangelicals, they're hateful and they're homophobic.
他说，那些福音派的人是一个非常带有仇恨的人。他们是一个恐惧那个同性恋的人，他是非常心胸狭隘的人。
Ask him, do you think Jesus was hateful? Do you think he was homophobic? Have you looked at Jesus?
他说，你可以问他们说，你们曾经见过那个曾经好好的那个认识耶稣吗？他是一个很有带有仇恨的人吗？他是一个恐惧那个同性恋的人的吗
？Some people are going to want to argue about science.
他说，有些人可能会跟你辩论科学
，or about religion.
关于宗教
，Jesus says somewhere out there are people who are ready for the living water.
但是呢，耶稣会告诉你说，在周围的时候，有一些人事实上已经准备好要接受这个活水。
Says lift up your eyes and see them.
他说，把你的眼睛张开 ，OK， 看看这些人。
And he can use you.
他说，神会耶稣会使用你。
If I came to your office, they wouldn't listen to me.
他说：“有时候，如果说我到他们的办公室，他们不会听我的。
May not listen to Pastor David.
他说也不会听那个牧师的，做牧师的。
They might listen to you.
但是他可能会听你们的。
Jesus says, "Lift up your eyes."
他说耶稣就说的，你们要抬起你的眼睛，张开你的眼睛。
And there are people thirsty for living water.
他说有很多人现在正在饥渴需要这些活水。
That is what he is passionate about.
这也是耶稣他的热心在的。
He doesn't care what it costs. Even his own life.
他说他不在乎啊，你怎么说？即使是他自己的那个生命。
And he can use anyone who is ready and willing.
他可以使用任何人，只要他愿意。
Let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you for your love.
神啊，我们祷告你的爱。
We praise you for your joy.
我们赞扬你的喜乐生命。
Lord Jesus, I praise you for how it says that you endured the cross with joy.
神啊，我真的，耶稣啊，感谢你，真的是让我们在你的十字架上的荣耀。
Because you were looking forward to seeing your new creation.
因为你总是在寻找你新要被造的人。
Thank you for that joy and that love, and pray you would revive us.
真的是感谢你那个喜乐、那个平安，你会带给我们的。
We could testify to the life that you give.
我们可以对外做见证，你给我们的生命。
Lord, let us see these people.
让我们去寻找这些人。
Let us see people the way you see them.
就像你在寻找那些人一样。
We could talk about living water.
我们可以跟他们传讲那个活水。还有新的生命。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样子是奉主耶稣基督之名祷告。Amen.
Amen. 大家好，非常感谢马太牧师的证道，提醒我们大家，可以只要我们愿意，都可以被神。